recognition suddenly dawned on Rosie, and she burst out afresh.
I say, the thingamy, the rhyme, it meant me. What a wheeze, you chaps. I'm going with you.
Rosie's husband, Tarquin, drew himself up huffily.
Steady on there, old gal. Do I take it that you intend swanning off and leaving me here with our young'uns?
Rosie was an excellent mother, and she loved Tarquin dearly. But being caught up in the throes of an adventure appealed to her wild spirits.
Got to do what Martin the Bally Warrior commands, old lad.
She saw Tarquin's ears droop miserably and relented.
But if you're against it, my dear, then I won't go.
Knowing both hers well, Joseph came up with a ploy.
You're right, Tarquin. Here at Redwall with the young ones and your good self, that's the proper place for Rosie. Of course, this changes everything. I was thinking of giving my duties as menu setter and food taster to you, Tarquin. Mellus would look after your young leverets, give them a bit of abbey schooling. They'd make friends and get a good education. Right, Mellus?
The badger caught Joseph's wink and agreed.
Indeed it is. Oh, then there's also the temporary cellar keeper's duties. I'm sure Durry needs some reliable beast to check on all his cellar stock. October ale, strawberry fizz, got to be tasted each day, kept at the right temperature. Isn't that right, Durry?
The hedgehog caught onto the ruse, and he nodded firmly.
Need some beast with a good stomach for sampling and checking. Cellars should be cool and quiet in the summer.
Tarquin Elwood Sorrel set his jaw in a decisive jut.
Who said you couldn't go, my dear, eh? Show me the curmudgeon, and I'll give him two pieces of me mind. Our young'uns need schooling. Never hurt any beast. Now, not another blinking word, Rosie. You're going. Oh, I know it's a jolly hard sacrifice, but I'll stay right here. Sempline ale and cordial, tasting grub and making menus. Don't you fret, my beautiful giggling blossom. I'll keep myself busy. You nip off. The break'll do you good.
Laughter and applause greeted Tarquin's noble offer. Saxtus tapped the parchment whereon he had recorded all.
Listen to this, and see if any beast can make it clear. Birds of cloth that fly o'er water guide trees of the forest through the sea.
Simeon interrupted the poem.
I solved that last night. It's simple to a blind one who has had to have things described to him all his life. Trees of the forest going through the sea, that's a ship. The white birds of cloth are its sails. They guide and propel the ship through water.
Joseph shook his head in admiration.
Well done, Simeon. Read the other two lines, Saxtus.
Where a snake begins, find thy daughter. Go now, turn thou, do to my plea.